To the chief musician set to the lilies, a testimony of Asaph, a psalm. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. For Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord, God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared a room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. The book of Psalms is Hebrew poetry, and like poetry, there is a use of different metaphors to help us to see what God is doing. The main idea of this poem is very clearly stated in the last verse. It helps us to understand all of these metaphors. It says, "Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." The idea of this poem is that we are a people that need God's grace, His favor, to be shown upon us. In the children's Sunday school time, as we were introducing this psalm, I asked them what it was for a face to shine. And I had them make different faces, and I made some different faces too about that would look like a shining face or maybe not. And we found out that it was a face that was full of happiness, that was shining, not a face that was angry or crying or afraid. It's a face that is full of happiness, that is a shining face. And this is the face that God turns upon us in Jesus Christ. He shows us His favor. This psalm uses two special metaphors to describe that restoration and that grace. They're very common metaphors that can be traced right on into the New Testament to the person of Jesus Himself. The first one is that of a sheep and his shepherd. The psalm starts by asking God as the shepherd of the sheep to guide us and to provide for us. If you think about how a shepherd tends for his sheep, you can think of one who is caring for his animals and leading them to find food or protecting them from the wild animals. And the psalm describes some of the ways that the people of God have in a sense known the hurts and the trials of this life. There are like sheep that are scattered. And the psalmist asks God to be a shepherd. He says, "You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth." And that's a reference to the Ark of the Covenant, the place of worship that the children of Israel in the Old Testament would come to worship the Lord, and the ark was carried in front of the people of God as they traveled in their exodus from Egypt to Israel. They were angels on top of this ark. They were cherubim. And in between those angels, the glory of the Lord shone. So the shepherd is none other than God himself. Now trace that into the New Testament. And in John 10, Jesus said that the shepherd feeds and protects and provides for his sheep. And then he says something astounding. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I call them. I lay down my life for the sheep." And as we sing this psalm, we are asking Jesus to show grace to us, to provide for us, to care for us even in our need, and restore us. The second metaphor is the metaphor of a vine that is given. The psalmist says in verse 8 and following that God transplanted a vine out of Egypt. He took this vine and he cleared the ground in the promised land, and he made a place for it to grow and thrive, and it did. It really grew, and it filled the land. It stretched out from border to border. But now, all of a sudden, the walls of that vine, of that garden, have been broken down. Wild animals and strangers have ravaged the garden. And the people ask the Lord again to restore and to renew. And how is that renewal going to take place? Look at verse 17. "It is through the man of your right hand, the Son of Man, whom you have made strong." Well, this is Jesus. This is the Son of Man who has come from the bosom of the Father. The vine through whom the church has its life. In John chapter 15, Jesus says something astounding again. "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Abide in me," says Christ. And that's where restoration and renewal come from abiding in Jesus Christ. That's why the psalmist can say, "Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved." My prayer is that as we sing this psalm, as we meditate on it throughout this month, that you would see Jesus, our shepherd, our vine, the man at God's right hand, the Son of Man who has been made strong, our Redeemer and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's turn and sing that psalm with that understanding. There's just one selection in our Psalter. We'll sing Psalm 80. I invite you to please stand and sing.